Abbey 104.
Welcome to Charity Corner. I'm Rachel Goodfellow and I'm the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. Now, it's not just about fundraising. I also work with local schools and colleges, having work placements and giving students experience in my field. And this is a two-way positive initiative where students can bring their skills to help HNT whilst gaining work experience and knowledge with special educational needs for future employment experiences. Now, over the last few years, I've had media students, and if you've got on my website, you probably would have seen some amazing work they've done with the videos, and also IT students, which has been quite interesting. And I've got an IT student at present who is actually revamping the whole of the website, so it might look very different in a few months' time. But with me today in the studio are my two media students, and Ashley and Katie here have been doing a lot of work with me over the last few months preparing for the third Hidden Needs Trust video, which will be out probably late spring, early summer next year. But part of their remit is to do an interview. So I thought, let's do Charity Corner slightly different this month. So, Katie, welcome. Katie is going to be the interviewer. And Katie, it's down to you because you're going to interview me about the Hidden Needs Trust.
So, as a lot of people know about your, they know about your charity and they know about the work you do. But a lot of people want to know why Hidden Needs Trust is called Hidden Needs Trust. So could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it's called Hidden Needs because a lot of children with learning difficulties and other forms of special educational needs have hidden needs. A lot of the time it's not picked up. A lot of the time they don't even know they've got additional needs till a lot later, perhaps in school years. So hence the word hidden, because it's so important that we can recognise more readily issues that children and young people have.
Yeah, that's really good. So what is your reason for starting the charity? You know, do you have a personal...
Yes, and in fact, as you know, I've got four boys and a little girl, and the four boys are extremely bright. And when I had our little girl, within a few months, it was very obvious that she had some sort of learning difficulty. So I had to really start thinking in a very, very different way. I hadn't really had any connections whatsoever with special needs before, apart from teaching adults with additional needs. But that is a very different ball game than having your own child and having to think from the moment she gets up in the morning to the moment she goes to bed that life is going to be very, very different.
Yeah. So. But it's wonderful that you're able to.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's been learning through mistake after mistake after mistake on my part, asking people for help, asking people for support, asking people, why is she doing these things? I mean, every step of the way, it's been a learning curve, but it's been good. It's been really good.
And you're also helping other people with it as
yes.
well, raising awareness.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is very good. And obviously, the charity has been running for over 3 years.
Yes.
So what made you carry on?
Well, initially it was just going to be a fundraiser for a year because I'm a trustee at one of the specialist opportunity groups, and they were facing real financial hardship, as all the opportunity groups are. They're charities themselves, and they have to raise probably now in excess of about 40, 50,000 a year through charitable means in order to stay open. And so back in 2015, I said, look, I will go and do 7 marathons in 7 days, try and flag up what they do, as well as just raise some money. Yeah. So I did that. The intention was then to just not do anything else. But the response was amazing. And it was from parents, schools, some of the adults with learning difficulties. It was just incredible. I used to have phone calls. I'd be stopped in the street and people were saying, look, think of it almost like a business. It takes 3 or 4 years to build a business. So don't stop, just keep going and see what happens, which is what we did. And Peter Edwards came on board, who does all the IT side and the leaflets and so on. And bear in mind, we don't even take diesel expenses out, so everything goes into this charity. The Somerset Community Foundation came on board and took over the finances, which was brilliant, which means we don't have to touch any of that side. And the multi-marathons began, you know, year in, year out. That's why, and we're still plugging away, and who knows where it'll end.
Still going strong.
Yes.
How much money has actually been raised to date?
Well, we haven't got the figures for this year, obviously, yeah. But for the first 2 years, over £25,000 was made, wow. Which was amazing. And we're very lucky, because being associated with Somerset Community Foundation, and we're hoping Dorset Community Foundation, is going to come on board as well, it means that sometimes we can get match funding. This year it's going to be a bit more difficult to get that, because there have been huge surges in the foundations helping other charities. So we might not get the match funding again till the end of next year. But yeah, £25,000 over that. And in fact, £17,000 of cuts to one of the opportunity group was overturned by me and the help of a county councillor. So when you add all that up, not too bad.
Yeah, especially for something that was only intended to sort of be around for a year.
Yeah, exactly. And but more the important thing is that actually people are suddenly learning about special needs, and they're learning about what Hidden Needs Trust does, is trying to do, learning what, for example, the special needs children and their families desperately need, what the schools desperately need to support families, what cuts are happening, and the devastation that's happening with all the educational side. So it's all about that awareness as well.
I mean, the message is getting out there, clearly.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So can you tell me a little bit more about who benefits from the charities?
Yes. Well, the first couple of years, or in fact the first 3 years into the end of this year, the four opportunity groups, two in Dorset and two in Somerset, benefit. And what they do is they apply, it's quite a stringent form they have to fill out, and they apply for funding for a specific thing. So it could be for equipment in the sensory room, it could be equipment in the garden, it could be literally just to hang on to a music therapist because they can't afford to have them otherwise. So very specific reasons. But what I tend to do is just literally divide the funds straight down the middle, so all four get the same.
Yeah.
And then what we're doing this year is, because we've got two big events, we've just had one in Lulworth, which potentially has raised, probably for me, it was a triple charity fundraise, if you like. Mm. And the money again that was raised was divided between all three. So I think we're going to get each, I think, 2,300 and something.
I mean, just from that one event.
One event. And then we've got another event next year, which we can talk about in a minute. Which potentially could bring in a lot of money. So what we've done from this year is roll it over to the end of next year, because of course money in the bank will get interest.
Yeah.
So hopefully by then we'll get some match funding again.
So obviously you talked about fundraising and what you do there, but what else do you do?
Right, well, I do all sorts of things. First of all, obviously we've got this charity corner going, which means we've linked in with other charities. Charity lunches, which means the charities are networking. And so it's all about getting support from other charities, seeing what other people need, working together. I'm going to be working now alongside the Hub in Yeovil, which supports adults with learning difficulties. And the aim for that is to actually do fundraising together. So we're going to be a much bigger voice to do with special needs, which is good. So although we're separate charities, when we do some of these events, people will be hit hard with what we're doing, basically.
Joining forces.
Absolutely. I'm available to come and do talks. I've been into schools already and done talks, and obviously working with you college students and other school children. Well, I'm still plugging away trying to get the tales of my little girl into sort of some sort of book form, and actually I've got a meeting in a few weeks with somebody, which is good. And I mean, just carrying on, I'm starting training again, ready for the next physical challenge, which is under wraps. Even Pete doesn't know what I'm doing,
so not allowed to discuss that.
Well, now I've got to make sure a couple of things can actually happen to make it happen first. So yes, it's all good.
Obviously you mentioned about the big event that's coming up, everyone's excited about, so could you tell us about the concert?
Yes, well, I had a meeting with Adam Bergen at the Octagon a few months ago and said, look, you know, is there any way we could put on a Hidden Needs Trust concert? And he said, absolutely, let's hack this one out. So we have got on March the 18th, which is a Monday, and it's at 7:30 at the Octagon Theatre in Yeovil. We've got Just Take That, which is a Take That tribute band coming. And they are good. They've been on the BBC with Graham Norton and with some of the actual Take That band. They're coming, and it's going to be a full concert, but there will be some added surprises. Well, for example, Larry, the Hidden East Trust poet that is, again, on the website, is going to stand and read the remarkable Hidden East Trust poem he wrote, which will be really good before the final, or the finale, as it were. Yes, there's going to be a couple of other things as well, which would be great fun. And we're going to have some bucket runs, and you never know, George, the Hidden East Trust goat might appear somewhere or other. And yes, it's just going to be really good fun. And the tickets are on sale now through the Octagon box office. The tickets are only £20. So we've kept it really quite low. So hopefully students, everybody can come. And what we really hope is that, first of all, many, many students will attend, that for mainstream and special needs schools, along with their parents and carers and teachers and so on, because the more schools we have that are represented there, the bigger the voice is that, come on, we need to actually get this education right for not just the pupils that attend the schools, but for the schools themselves that are under a lot of pressure, having to have many special needs children in with very little funding. So what I'm also planning is to try and get the band, the Octagon Theatre itself, the programme in the brochure, which we've already coughed up for, as it were, and the ticket levy, all covered by sponsorship. Because if that happened, it would mean that if we had all the seats taken, we'd get £12,440 before the bucket runs.
I mean, that's amazing.
Which would be brilliant, you know. And then hopefully we can still get some more donations as well. So if anybody's out there that wants to sponsor, please get in touch. All my details are on the website. And yes, come and book.
It's a fun night and for a good cause.
It'll be really good fun, yes. And the band themselves are great fun. They're only Bristol-based, which is really good because, of course, the next stage for Hidden East Trust is to gradually take it out of county a bit more and more and more, and perhaps get coordinators in the adjacent counties to start with, working under the Hidden East Trust banner. So Bristol will be targeted. Anyway, have you enjoyed working with the Hidden East Trust?
I have, yes.
Good.
I've learnt so much, you know. Right. I wasn't aware of it originally, but now that I know about it, it's something I think everybody should know about, you know? Because, like I said, it's not talked about as much as it should be,
No.
It really does, the awareness needs to be out there.
Well, the college have been wonderful. Yeah. They've been really, really supportive. And I know we're up for having you students year after year after year, if you're up for it.
Well, thank you, Rachel, for talking about Hidden East Trust. It's been so lovely to talk to you.
Thank you for inviting me. Well, weren't they brilliant? They are really, really good students, and I'm looking forward to having the finished video done with them. In fact, they're coming with me at the end of this coming month to do a recce with the band at the Octagon Theatre, and then they're going to be doing some filming of the actual event, so you will see how good these folk are if you can't get there. Anyway, let's have a look and see what's on in the next few weeks. Well, first of all, the Somerset and Dorset Animal Rescue Farm, the Balsam Farm in Wincanton, they have on Saturdays and Sundays their barns open between 12 and 4, and it's all bric-a-brac sort of stuff, so do go along and support because the money does go to the Animal Rescue Centre. And in Gillingham on Friday the 15th, there is a quiz night with the Rotary Club. Now, it's a 6:30 for 7 o'clock start at the Olive Bowl, and you can have tables for up to 6, and there's supper, prizes and a raffle. And the money raised goes to all their different Rotary charities, so they will be local ones, and quite a lot of them. And one more thing. Now, everybody thought Christmas was over, but pantomime season isn't, I gather, because at the Exchange in Sturminster from the 13th to the 16th of February, they are putting on a wonderful pantomime. They're called Snads, and I'm not quite sure what that actually stands for, but the pantomime is Treasure Island, and it's bound to be really good. The tickets are £10 and £8. Family tickets are £30, which are 2 adults and 2 children, but well worth going to. So do go along and support if you're not pantoed out.
Rachel, you mentioned the concert in the interview there, which we pre-recorded.
Yes.
It's coming up on the 18th
of
March.
It is.
It's Just Take That.
Yes.
Now, they are quite a recognised Take That tribute band, aren't they?
Oh, by the sound of it. The Western Gazette, funny enough, if anybody's out there listening and has the Western Gazette from last Thursday, they have done a wonderful piece for me. And they obviously found out even more about this band. And they are known to be possibly the best Take That tribute band there is. So, and they're great fun to work for. We listened to an interview they did and they were singing live in a studio. They are superb, but apart from that, really good fun. And Lee Stinchcombe, the lead singer, has also got connections working with adults with learning disabilities. So it should be really good fun. But we need to get bums on seats.
Absolutely. Now, you're hoping to get quite a bit of sponsorship in, and I know you're working very hard on that.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you can manage to cover most of the costs, and then most of it is then profit.
Yes.
There's 600-odd seats in the Octagon Theatre, so in the optimum would be sort of £12,000 or so.
Well, we worked out that if we get full sponsorship, which is just literally just under £3,000, and that's for the cost of the band, the theatre hire, the stuff we've had in the brochure and the ticket levy. If we get that covered and we sell all the tickets, it would be nearly £13,000. And that's before bucket runs and all sorts of fun other things.
And what will happen to that money?
Let's
get down to the nitty-gritty.
I won't go on holiday, really. No, the money will go to Somerset Community Foundation, who obviously deal with all the finances. They will hopefully match fund some of it, and it will stay there till the end of, let me think, November, beginning of December time, along with all the other fundraising that we've been doing, plus the Lulworth event. And then at the end of this year, it will be divided again between the four opportunity groups. But after this year, going into the next one, we're actually opening it up to anybody. So anybody with a connection with additional needs, whether they're children or young adults, can apply through me, through the Hidden East Trust, for specific funding. And also, we're going to go into other counties.
2 points there. Yes. The Yeovil Opportunity Group, yes. I think most people may well have heard of. But there's also the Taunton, and remind me of the other two.
Taunton Opportunity Group. And bear in mind, for Somerset, they're the only two opportunity groups. So what a vast area we've got from Dunster right the way down, you know, Minehead and places. So if these children need to access, they've got a heck of a way to go. So again, we need to be plugging more opportunity groups. The two in Dorset are the same. We've got one in Dorchester and one in Blandford, and again, big rural counties. So we need to be really, really supporting them, encouraging people to perhaps expand, encouraging MPs to say, come on, we need another one of these.
And the Somerset Community Foundation,
yes,
under whose umbrella you operate, yes, the charitable side of your trust, they, as you say, do match funding. So in actual fact, the 12,000, if you were able to raise that amount, would actually become more than 12,000.
Yeah, a lot more. Mm. Yes, definitely. Yep. And we're trying to actually get Dorset Community Foundation involved as well. So that means both sides of the coin. Who knows?
So people need to go and support this, don't
they? Yes, they do. They do. And apart from that, I mean, A, it's going to be such a fun concert. It really is. We're getting groups of people there waving banners and so on. And if we can fill it, I mean, it will be absolutely fantastic for the band. And they've got an Italian company coming to film them in the theatre as well. So, of course, no-brainer.
It should be a great night, shouldn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's on the 18th of March.
18th of March.
Right.
Yeah.
Are we done?
We are done. Apart from, of course, next month, we've got Eric, who is coming to talk about the Ruick Foundation, which isn't a local charity, but is extremely interesting. And we're hoping to get locals involved with that as well.
And that will be on the 3rd of March.
Yes.
OK, for this month, that's it.
Yes, take care. Bye.
Bye.